This week, the U.S. Department of Justice released a 163-page report detailing the systemic ways in which the Baltimore Police Department implements harmful racial bias in its policing practices. The report coincides with the 2-year anniversary of the fatal police shooting of Michael Brown Jr. in Ferguson, Missouri. And throughout the summer, national conversations around police brutality and the Black Lives Matter movement have intensified. Today, we conclude a week-long series made in collaboration with the East Bay Express, who asked readers to write about their reactions to police violence. We'll hear from 3 local people who shared their thoughts.
My name's Nicole Lovett, and I live in Oakland.
My name is Josiah DiCarlo. I live in Berkeley, California.
My name is Tamisha Danielle Price, native of Oakland, California.
Do you believe there is life aside from this earth? My roommate TT poses this question as we finish eating dinner. She, a beautiful black woman, me, a gay Hispanic male. Two humans who couldn't be more different. We are sharing a bottle of wine, coming to terms with the destruction that has been invested into our respective communities.
Growing up in Oakland, I've been aware of gun violence from a young age. I detached myself from the disturbing feeling it brought. Then my brother's friends started dying. My friends' friends started dying. I was suddenly aware that I was not safe. I am not safe as a person living in Oakland, not as a black person, not as a queer person, not around police.
Dear America, perhaps you may have forgotten my permission to exist within the grips of your unfavorable realm of democracy that has dissolved into ashes of black bodies beaming from caskets, engraved in the soil in which we were once told to stand proudly on.
I can't describe to you the feeling that came onto me upon realizing that, for my entire life, I've never been safe. Maybe I already knew. I think I did. But for the first time, I've been forced to look at the facts straight in the eye. All of that truth, it stared at me deep and said, "I've got you." And it's been hard for me to breathe ever since.
She looks at me with eyes that are wise beyond her years. She is a modern woman, paving her way in a world that offers her neglect, racism, and opportunities that come with a price to lose your sanity. I, a gay male, resonate with this oppression because we've been marginalized in a contemporary society that preaches tolerance but crushes our hopes with unimaginable violence.
Yesterday, I wept for Tamir Rice and toy guns that bothered you when the mere sight of black adolescents made you self-destruct and being birthed from my mother's womb was the tipping point for black lives to matter. We watched as you pumped bullets into bodies that cried out like whispers gone mad, gasping for last breaths, heartbeats erupting, hearing communities weep while hovering over mothers that cry for futures that will forever remain skewed. No longer can we sit idle and be the docile creatures you expect us to be, because we are more.
I think there is life outside this earth, she tells me, as she scrolls through her Facebook. The humans here are at the bottom, she pauses, of the food chain.
I want to say to all the people who are finding themselves steeped in despair, it is okay if you do not want to go out and fight. It is okay if you don't want to turn to social media. Even the greatest soldiers have to rest after war.
We can't sanitize any of the horrors of the last 100 years. We can't escape into an alternate universe and leave this world behind. At least not yet. But we can be there for one another. Help each other get through these tumultuous times.
My skin should never cause you to forget that before I'm black, I'm human. And so I ask of you today to see me as more, because we have always been and will forever be. Sincerely, a black culture in mourning.